Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the sun in Scorpio. So again, just a reminder to say that if your sun sign is in Scorpio, it does not mean this is the archetypal mystery school of the current life or the primary energy that you're here to learn about. What it represents is the seasonal time of year that you were born. It would represent being born 30 days after the September equinox. And also there's a cross quarter time that comes in there, which has to do with Samhain, the time of the year, of the cycle, the season of the year, when the plants are dying, have gone to seed, and are getting ready to begin to prepare for a new cycle. Death and rebirth mysteries are associated with Scorpio. When the sun is in any specific sign, it represents the fuel, the energy, the style that a person is moving through the world with. So if a person has the sun in Scorpio, their style, their energy is definitely connected to the realm of water, because the Scorpio is water, but it's not water like soft, soothing, cleansing, healing water from a gentle perspective. It's more like something very intense and fiery. We could even think of lava, liquid rock, as kind of the watery, more watery expression of Scorpio. It's a very intense and passionate energy living on the edge. It's an energy that really loves to run the life force, to be willful, to be powerful in the feelings, and to really run the energy. It's really connecting to the magical realms and to being able to command the life force energy in a way that serves what the current life intent is for that person who has the Scorpio sun. So the challenge sometimes is that someone with a Scorpio sun may or may not be involved in their feelings. So it depends on where they're coming from. So if somebody has, say, a Sagittarius moon and a Scorpio sun, where they're coming from is not a place that was concerned about feeling the feelings. It was more concerned about the quest for truth and meaning and being in service to spirit, the spiritual quest, the connection to spirit, which is not really the connection to the feeling realm. So it's an interesting dynamic to have these two, this combination, working together in the current life. And it may, and depending on, you know, the circumstances a person is born into, how easy it is for them to have access to the Scorpio fuel, the intensity, the passion of what it is to be a sun in Scorpio. Now, if a person, say, has the Sag moon and is also Venus in Sagittarius, or perhaps they have a different moon, if it's a Capricorn moon and it's a sun in Scorpio, the challenge might be of really wanting to be in command and control of their experience. Because Capricorn is the elder, the one who has been in charge in the past, and Scorpio likes to be in charge of the energy. And so those two things can, one of the biggest challenges a person with that combination might have is to learn to let go of control. If a person has Venus, well, we've already talked about Venus in Libra with a, Venus in Scorpio with a Libra sun. If they had Venus in Libra with a Scorpio sun, slightly different emphasis, because the emphasis is on conscious equal partnership as the feminine expression, as the emerging feminine identity for the current life. And they're going to need to have that experience in ways that are intense and passionate and seeking out the edges of new ways of being in relationship, if it's Venus in Libra with a Scorpio sun. If it's, say, Venus in Scorpio with a Scorpio sun, there's no ambiguity. It is absolutely in about the Scorpio energy, very shamanic, the tantrika, a person who is learning to be a shaman or shamaness, feminine expression. Or if it was Mars in Scorpio and sun in Scorpio, Mars in Aries, sun in Scorpio, is also a very intense, willful, powerful expression of those two together. doing what they want, not wanting to be told what to do. But if it was Mars in Pisces with a Scorpio sun, then the challenge, or say Pisces rising, then the challenge is, because Pisces is learning not only how to feel their feelings, which Scorpio is all about, but it's also learning how to be sensitive and compassionate to others, to be there of support, to create a safe space for others to have their experience. Scorpio isn't really interested in that. But when it's combined with Pisces, it does add that level of sensitivity. So you can see that the sun sign is, and whatever the sun sign might be, it's really important to know the rest of the chart to understand how that sun sign might be manifesting, particularly with Scorpio, because it is such a powerful, intense energy. And I have met people who are Scorpio suns. You would never know it because there's other things that seem to be being expressed in a bigger way. And then there's people who have Scorpio suns, and you wouldn't know that, say, they're Pisces rising, or that they have maybe Venus and Libra or some other aspect, because the Scorpio sun seems to be more dominant in their experience. So the Scorpio mysteries, again, the sun at that particular time, it's about the life, death, rebirth mysteries, about shamanism. It's about really plugging into the life force energy and have that serve whatever other part of the chart is, whatever the rising sign is, whatever the emerging feminine identity, or if you're a man, whatever the emerging masculine identity is. So that it's not Scorpio all the way, but Scorpio serves the other parts of the chart.